Number 13, which is our last finalization for this commission meeting. So I'll just let you go when you're ready.
All right, great. So agenda item 13A, fall turkey hunting season, chapter 410614. Surprisingly, this season gets a lot of staff discussion, and we've talked about this a lot, mainly along the lines of what type of opportunity are we providing with this season. It's looked at as our population control season, but also some sort of hunting opportunity in the fall. People are out deer hunting. West River, we allow rifles for all units West River and some units East River. Kind of almost an opportunistic harvest. But if we do see turkey numbers too high in some units, we'll use this as a tool to kind of get those populations down so we don't have to take care of them with a depredation hunt or any conflict with landowners. This year, as we've heard a lot, with the flooding, there will be a couple changes, and that's the next agenda item, which is the administrative action to reduce license numbers in a couple units. And I'll get into those specific, but with the actual season itself, there isn't any huge change, but there is something that would require action to amend the proposal. I'll go through what the current proposal has right now, which is just some rule cleanup. Douglas County was inadvertently included with Charles Mix County. A number change on one of the units to more appropriately reflect the county numbers, and then adding Stanley County, because the intent is to provide some hunting opportunity with the license numbers that you'll see in the next agenda item. But the one change from the proposal is that Brookings County, where there also is a desire to have a fall season, historically that was split in half based on I-29. So the intent is to open that up to the entire unit and allow hunting on both sides. And expand that to include the portion of Brookings County west of Interstate 29. Don't think that's going to have a huge effect. And talked with staff, and there was some uncertainty of why that historically occurred. I don't know if that was land composition does change quite a bit as maybe you get west. And I don't know if it maybe even has something to do with the city of Brookings being more west of the interstate. But regardless, they don't see any consequence of opening that up for the very limited opportunity with fall turkey hunting.
All right, very good. Any questions? We do need to have a motion to amend this to include it in the original proposal. So we need a motion to amend by Commissioner Beast.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locke. And all those in favor of approving the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? So now we have the amended version in front of us. Any questions from the commission with the newly amended version? Comments? Seeing none, we do need a motion and a second to move forward with the amended version.
Motion.
Motion made by Commissioner White.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Whitmire. All those in favor of approving the amended version, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is approved. So then we move on to item 13B.
So page 62, this is the fall wild turkey hunting season license allocation. Just would require administrative action. The specific license numbers for residents and non-residents are included in that first table. It's probably easier to see what the effective changes, like I did with antelope, in that second table under supportive information. All of these, again, are the same format, where the first four columns after the units described are license number changes, and then the next four columns are tag number changes, because sometimes you can obviously have multiple tags on one license. I did mention that the flooding was considered, but in addition to the flooding, you'll see there's a couple units, such as Fall River, what's the other one, Jones, and Todd County. All of those units, the recommendation is to close those seasons. In the turkey action plan, there is some guidance to when to have the turkey hunting opportunity in the fall, and it kind of errs to the side of having that season open. We had a lot of discussion over the last month of sometimes success rates might be low because we just have a few number of hunters there, and that's what kind of triggers that fall season. So, for example, in Todd County and Jones County, success looked to be low. We didn't have a ton of confidence in that, and we thought that there's not a huge threat of depredation, so we wanted to reduce the female harvest there in those two counties. Differently, when you get into some of the more southeastern counties that you'll see, that will be Lincoln and Union especially, the recommendation is to close those in Hutchinson, and that would be just to kind of be proactive. We don't think there was a huge negative effect of the flooding, but a lot of counties East River already closed to fall turkey hunting and thought that it might be safe to err on that side, not knowing what that biological impact may be. I won't go through any other specific license changes, but there are certainly some counties, Butte and Lawrence, one that stands out where there was an increase in the number of licenses from 50 to 150, but those would represent areas where staff feel that turkey populations are doing well, expanding, and just want to get ahead of potentially any depredation issues.
Any questions for Andrew regarding the license number changes? So, Andrew, just real quick, some of these counties that were hit hard by the flood, and we are seeing some changes in the number of license. I had asked you earlier how often we revisit some of these items. Will this be another 2 year, or will you? It will be another 2 years. So we'll be closed some of these for 2 years.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay, very good. Questions or comments? If none, we do need a motion and a second. This is administrative action that needs to be approved. Motion made by Commissioner Call. Seconded by Commissioner Bartley. And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Administrative action on this one is approved as well. So thank you, sir. All right.